specific objectives. By the end of the topic, you should be able to explain the meaning of international trade, explain the advantages and disadvantages of international trade, discuss terms of trade, balance of trade, and balance of payments, discuss the causes of balance of payments disequilibrium, discuss the measures that may be taken to correct the balance of payment disequilibrium, explain the terms of sale in international trade, describe the documents used in the international trade, discuss the role of international financial institution in international trade, describe the various forms of economic integration, recognize the importance of economic integration to a country, explain the advantages and disadvantages of free trade, explain the reason for trade restrictions, discuss the methods of trade restrictions, discuss the advantages and disadvantages of trade restrictions, and discuss trends in international trade.